desiring. That is now for me to have lost myself. I possess you, my children. In this possessing shall everything be assurance and nothing desire. But brooding lay the son of my love upon me. In his own juice stewed Zarathustra. Then did shadows and doubts fly past me. For frost and winter I have now longed. Oh, that frost and winter would again make me crack and crunch, sighed I. Then arose icy mist out of me. My past burst its tomb. Many pains buried alive woke up. Fully slept had they merely, concealed in corpse clothes. So called everything to me in signs. It is time. But I heard not, until at last mine abyss moved, and my thought bit me. Ah, abysmal thought, which are my thought. When shall I find strength to hear you burrowing, and no longer tremble? To my very throat throbs my heart when I hear you burrowing. Your muteness even is like to strangle me, you abysmal mute one. And yet have I never ventured to call you up. It has been enough for that I have carried you about with me. And yet have I not been strong enough for my final lion wantonness and playfulness. Sufficiently formidable to me has your weight ever been. But one day shall I yet find the strength and the lion's voice which will call you up. When I shall have surmounted myself therein, then will I surmount myself also in that which is greater, and a victory shall be the seal of my perfection. Meanwhile, do I sail along on uncertain seas? Chance flatters me, smooth-tongued chance. Forward and backward do I gaze, still see I no end. As yet has the hour of my final struggle not come to me, nor does it come to me perhaps just now. Verily, with insidious beauty, to see and life gaze upon me round about. O afternoon of my life, O happiness before evening tide, O haven upon high seas, O peace in uncertainty, how I distrust all of you. Verily, distrustful am I of your insidious beauty, like the lover am I who distrusts too sleek smiling. As he pushes the best love before him, tender even in severity, the jealous one, so do I push this blissful hour before me. Away with you, you blissful hour! With you has there come to me an involuntary bliss. Ready for my severest pain do I here stand. At the wrong time have you come. Away with you, you blissful hour! Rather harbor there with my children. Hasten and bless them before eveningtide with my happiness. There already approaches eveningtide. The sun sinks. Away, my happiness. Thus spoke Zarathustra, and he waited for his misfortune the whole night, but he waited in vain. The night remained clear and calm, and happiness itself came near and nearer to him. Towards morning, however, Zarathustra laughed to his heart and said mockingly, "Happiness runs after me. That is because I do not run after women. Happiness, however, is a woman." Chapter 48. Before sunrise. O heaven above me, you pure, you deep heaven, you abyss of light, gazing on you, I tremble with divine desires. Up to your height to toss myself, that is my depth. In your purity to hide myself, that is mine innocence. The God veils his beauty, thus hide you your stars. You speak not, thus proclaims you your wisdom to me. Mute o'er the raging sea, have you risen for me today? Your love and your modesty make a revelation to my raging soul, in that you came to me beautiful, veiled in your beauty, in that you spoke to me mutely, obvious in your wisdom. Oh, how could I fail to divine all the modesty of your soul? Before the sun did you come to me, the most lonesome one. We have been friends from the beginning. To us are grief, gruesomeness, and ground common. Even the sun is common to us. We do not speak to each other because we know too much. We keep silent to each other. We smile our knowledge to each other. Are you not the light of my fire? Have you not the sister soul of mine insight? Together did we learn everything. Together did we learn to ascend beyond ourselves to ourselves and to smile uncloudedly. uncloudedly, to smile down out of the luminous eyes and out of miles of distance, when under us constraint and purpose and guilt steam like rain. And wandered I alone, for what did my soul hunger by night and in labyrinthine paths? And climbed I mountains, whom did I ever seek, if not you upon mountains? In all my wandering and mountain climbing, a necessity was it merely, and a makeshift of the unhandy one, to fly only, wants my entire will, to fly unto you. And what have I hated more than passing clouds, and whatever taints you? And mine own hatred have I even hated, because it tainted you. The passing clouds I detest, those stealthy cats of prey. They take from you and me what is common to us, the vast unbounded yea and amen saying. These mediators and mixers we detest, the passing clouds. Those half and half ones that have neither learned to bless nor to curse from the heart. Rather will I sit in a tub under a closed heaven. Rather will I sit in the abyss without heaven than see you, you luminous heaven, tainted with passing clouds. And oft have I longed to pin them fast with the jagged gold wires of lightning, that I might, like the thunder, beat the drum upon their kettle bellies. An angry drummer, because they rob me of your yea and amen. You heaven above me, you pure, you luminous heaven, you abyss of light, because they rob you of my yea and amen. For rather will I have noise and thunders and tempest blast than this discreet, doubting cat repose. And also among men do I hate most of all the soft treaders and the half and half ones and the doubting, hesitating, passing clouds. And he who cannot bless shall learn to curse. This clear teaching dropped to me from the clear heaven. This star stands in my heaven even in dark nights. I, however, am a blesser and a yea-sayer. If you be but around me, you pure, you luminous heaven, you abyss of light, into all abysses do I then carry my beneficent yea-saying. A blesser have I become and a yea-sayer, and therefore strove I long and was a striver, that I might one day get my hands free for blessing. This, however, is my blessing, to stand above everything as its own heaven, its round roof, its azure belly, and eternal security. And blessed is he who thus blesses. For all things are baptized at the font of eternity, and beyond good and evil. Good and evil themselves, however, are but fugitive shadows and damp afflictions and passing clouds. Verily, it is a blessing and not a blasphemy when I teach that, above all things, there stands the heavens of chance, the heaven of innocence, the heaven of hazard, the heaven of wantonness. Of hazard, that is the oldest nobility in the world. That give I back to all things. I emancipated them from bondage under purpose. This freedom and celestial serenity that I put like an azure bell above all things, when I taught that over them and through them, no eternal will wills. This wantonness and folly did I put in place of that will, when I taught that, in everything, there is one thing impossible, rationality. A little reason, to be sure, a germ of wisdom scattered from star to star. This leaven is mixed in all things. For the sake of folly, wisdom is mixed in all things. A little wisdom is indeed possible. But this blessed security have I found in all things, that they prefer to dance on the feet of chance. O heaven above me, you pure, you lofty heaven, this is now your purity to me, that there is no eternal reason spider and reason cobweb, that you are to me a dancing floor for divine chances, that you are to me a table of the gods for divine dice and dice players. But you blush. Have I spoken unspeakable things? Have I abused when I meant to bless you? Or is it the shame of being two of us that makes you blush? Do you bid me go and be silent, because now day comes? The world is deep, and deeper than e'er the day could re. Not everything may be uttered in presence of day, but day comes, so let us part. O heaven above me, you modest one, you glowing one, O you, my happiness before sunrise. The day comes, so let us part. Thus spoke Zarathustra.